Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast, is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, and 101 platforms. Welcome to a special edition of CFL No Yards with my captain, Captain Jared Baptie. All right, the Argos have a new captain, new head coach just announced. Jared, fill them in.
Well, it's actually a familiar face to the Argos. He was the defensive coordinator for Toronto back in 2017. It's Corey Chamberlain. He took a year. Last year, he went down to the States, was hanging out with one of their college teams down there. But now he's back. It's kind of the same path that actually Orlando Steinhauer took, or a similar kind of path where he went down into the college system for a year. And now he's back. And he's going to take over this Argos team, I guess, and I think this is a good hire. I was looking at what Dave Naylor was saying about it too for TSN, and he was talking about how he has a history with the team and the other coaching staff, which was a big part of why a lot of other folks didn't go. That's one reason why Paul LaPolice decided to withdraw from the race, because he was told that he had to keep most of the coaching staff that's already in Toronto, and I guess Paul wasn't interested in that. So and I think that actually eliminated a lot of, or I could see that eliminating a lot of options for the Argos, but I think this ended up being the best one that they could get.
All right, yeah, and you mentioned Orlando Steinhauer, the head coach of the Ticats. Last time you were on, we talked about it. But other teams need a head coach, and it looks like BC have decided on their head coach.
Yeah, I'm actually just trying to find his name right now. It currently escapes me. Oh, here we go. Yes, Devon Claybrooks. Yes, the former Calgary Stampeder defensive coordinator. He has taken over as BC head coach. And again, I think that was as well to be expected, but I can see as well that what's been going on with some of these hirings is that there's been issues with trying to bring some other people in and keep other people as well, because of this new non-player salary cap that the CFL's brought in. And I'm a little worried about it, to be honest.
All right. Dave Dickinson he's living on cloud nine, winning the Grey Cup, and now inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, he's not only is he going to the he's going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. I thought I saw as well somewhere that he's going to go into the like the College Hall of Fame down in the States as well.
Yeah.
So he's, but yeah, I mean, that's very well deserved. He was one of the best quarterbacks of his time, certainly in the, you know, early mid 2000s when I remember watching him. And he has been a very good coach. He's had a very, very successful Calgary team, despite their struggles to finally get the cup. But, you know, third time's the charm, right? And he got it. And I think this was a pretty obvious choice for me. You know, there's a lot of other guys from that era that he certainly would have been like a first ballot guy for me too, so I'm really happy for him, and this is a good choice.
All right, two final things here on CFL No Yards with Captain Jared Baptie. Let's get we'll close it off with your team, the Hamilton Tigercats, but let's talk about Bo Levi Mitchell trying out to be a backup quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, they signed Kirk Cousins to a salary that I'm paying you here at Barn Burner. But who, if I asked you, who is Minnesota's backup, who would you tell me?
No idea.
That's right. So next year, yeah. Dave Dickinson, or not Dave Dickinson, sorry, Bo Levi Mitchell could be the backup quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. And let's face it, Kirk Cousins has been up and down, a good chance for Bo Levi Mitchell.
I really, excuse me, I really could see him at least having some form of success. And that's the thing that we've kept saying, right? Is that he doesn't want to go down there to get released, after 2 months of training camp, and they don't, he really wants a position somewhere. And I think if the Vikings are willing to give him one, I think he could be a successful backup. And I'm not the only one. Right here, we've got Jeff Garcia.
Yep.
Is talking about how much he thinks that Bo Levi could succeed in the NFL. And I think some people might be worried about Bo Levi's age. He's already getting up to 30, and he's almost 30. He's 29. He'll be 29 when he would be able to make the jump, because of course he's still technically not a free agent until February, because that's when CFL free
Yeah.
agency starts, right? So he can't play at any point in this year. He's got to wait until the 2019 2020 season, and he'll be 29 at that point. So I don't think his age will necessarily come into play too much. I mean, look at Tom Brady. I know he's a bit of an anomaly, but it's not impossible for the older side of the of athletes to succeed and carry on succeeding. There's two Maple Leafs that are very good, that are, well, one Maple Leaf that's very good and one that's starting to taper off a bit, right? Patrick Marleau and of course Ron Hainsey, but they're both quite old in relation to the rest of the league, right? So I would be surprised if Bo Levi doesn't at least make an impact and certainly turn heads with the Vikings. And I'd really like to see him sign. I can't say for sure that he will until that actually happens, of course.
All right, let's conclude it with you're out of Hamilton. You love the Ticats. You got season tickets for the Ticats. Some sad news. I don't even know if you know this. Very, very sad news for Hamilton Ticats people. Jerry Glanville is not going to be back. Give me your favorite memories of Jerry Glanville. Yes, put on that cowboy hat, Jared.
Wow, he was an interesting one. It was kind of there because I think he was kind of there because June Jones was there, and I guess I think he did a decent job. There were some times, again, it was kind of the same. The same issue with June Jones, where everything would be going very well, and then they do something, and you're going, wait, why are you doing this? Why have you run this play? Why are you doing this formation, right? I mean, when they were playing Ottawa in the East Final, they just kept playing a zone defense and kept getting picked apart, right? So, but I think he did a de you know I think he did a decent enough job, but it's just because of personal reasons is what they're saying.
Yeah, but
And
he's
that
also
can,
100 years old. Come on.
exactly, right? That can mean anything. That can be anything from, oh, he just doesn't want to do it anymore, to there's actually something personal going on, right? So for whatever reason, he's not coming back. And I could actually see I could even see Orlando Steinauer assuming the defensive coordinator job on top of being the head coach, because he was already the defensive co or he had been the defensive coordinator with the Ticats on his first stint here. So I could see that being an option for them, or they might promote somebody in-house. But again, with this coaching cap, I don't know. It's gonna be tough to find guys that want to take such a, like, a lot of guys are having to take pay cuts, and that could be another contributing factor to Glanville not staying in Hamilton. It could be that he's had to take a pay cut and decided that it's not worth it anymore, but that's all just speculation. And
Jared, I have
I
received
don't
a
know.
text here. I have received a
Uh-oh.
text. You're invited to be coaching the great 11-year-old girls, my daughter's team. But you have said you can't afford to take the pay cut from what Barnburner is telling you, correct? All right.
Is that a cut from zero to negative zero?
Listen, nobody needs to know how many zeros I pay you, okay? You're like, how much is like billions of dollars? Eight zeros, nine zeros? You make 10 zeros on your monthly check here. 10 zeros. Britney Spears, Britney Ramsey actually makes 12, but
What?
she's making 12 at least. So anybody who wants to make 12, female perspective, they get 12. But you didn't bring home a Grey Cup ring, so you were making 13. I had to, budget constraints. I had to bring back Britney, so Britney took a little bit of yours and Nabila and all that. So 10 zeros is good for you. All right,
Oh, I'm gonna have to have a chat with Brittany here.
you gotta have a chat. But look, I put you. Your name is the captain. Britney is not the captain. She may make
There we
12
go.
zeros. She may have 12 zeros, but you're the captain and 10 zeros. Anyways, from zero to zero, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you, Captain.
Well, you can tweet me at Captain Bapti on Twitter, or you can send me an email, Jared, JERRED at barnburner.ca. And be sure to keep tuning into the CWHL Over the Glass, my show on the Canadian Women's Hockey League right here on barnburner.ca.
That's right. And Jared, Captain, 101 platforms.
I know.
101.
I was hoping we'd hit 100 by Christmas, and here we are. So
You
that's
know what?
great.
I did it for you. You know why? Because there's no player in the CWHL, in the CFL, in the NFL, and Major League Soccer at number 101. We stop. We stop. Now watch, next week we're at 108. But we stop
There we
now.
go.
We reached over 100 platforms. I have turned it into a radio station. You're the captain. You're making 10 zeros. Any last comments, Captain Bapti?
No, I think that's it. We'll just keep an eye on free agency that's coming up. Lots of big names currently unsigned throughout the league, and it's you gotta keep close attention leading up to February to see who stays and who's gonna test the market.
All right, and do you want to renegotiate your 10-0 contract to make it 12, so on par with Britney?
Well, we'll save that for a private chat. How's that?
I don't private me and me Britney, we have private chats, but you're I'm gonna put you as the barn burner light changer also. Watch out for the ladder. All right,
Oh,
thanks a
man.
lot, Jared. This has been
Thanks.
CFL No Yards, Jared Bapti. Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Joe.